Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Tova Brandt, and she is the curator of exhibitions at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, next, it's an exciting time. You have a new exhibit opening tomorrow.
That's right. Spring is springing. About time, too.
Yes, yes.
And we're opening a new art exhibition called Nude Vases, Cubist Faces, Modernism at Rookwood Pottery.
I'm not sure who came up with that name, but I'm thinking you're going to get some attention with it.
Well, we were hoping so, yes. The main artist that's being featured is a Danish immigrant named Jens Jensen, who was educated in Denmark, but immigrated to the United States and almost immediately got work as one of the decorators at the Rookwood Pottery Company in Cincinnati, which at that time was world-renowned for really high-quality art pottery. Jens Jensen had been steeped in kind of modern art styles of Europe, and so he brought this kind of different European sensibility to the art pottery that Rookwood was decorating, and he was really pushing the envelope by literally painting nudes on vases. So that's where the nude vases comes from. We were also able to borrow paintings by Jens Jensen, which really reflect a more pure expression of his cubist styles and other kind of modern expressions of, and those are mostly based on portraits, other female forms, and kind of recognizable usually.
Now, in this collection, is this all his work, or have you gotten pieces that are similar from some other artists in other areas?
Well, we have additional examples of what Rookwood was creating at the same time by several other of Jens Jensen's peers who were also decorators at Rookwood. And for people who collect Rookwood or who study art pottery, a lot of these names are well known. And so it's really fun to kind of get all of these pieces in one gallery to really get a snapshot of what was being created in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, what was popular, what were the tastes of the time. And by getting these all the gallery together, you really can see that Jensen's work was edgier. It was more risky in subject matter and in style than maybe the more traditional floral motifs that you see on truly beautiful vases, but perhaps a little more conventional in subject matter.
For the folks who watch the Antiques Roadshow, I'm thinking the name Rookwood Pottery is familiar because, at least to me, that's kind of my only introduction to that kind of pottery. So now, though, we don't have to just watch TV and see a piece. We can come to the museum and see a lot of pieces.
Yes, exactly. We have several pieces by several different artists on view. And tomorrow's open house is a wonderful opportunity to come do that. Admission is free. It's both the exhibit opening, and we'll have a gallery talk at 2 p.m. by a Rookwood collector, Mark Latta, who's traveling here from Cedar Rapids to give his own insights on what it is like to really live with Rookwood and what has drawn him to really collect this work. But it's also our spring open house in the museum shop, which means that there's a lot of beautiful new things. We'll have refreshments through the afternoon, and it's just a really fun excuse to come and spend some time at the museum.
And spend maybe a few dollars. I can never leave without spending something because it's just a joy, even if you don't spend any money. It's such a joy to see all of the work, and very artistic work, very enjoyable, and some things that we don't see other places. It's just a joy to come to the shop and see those things.
I think one of my favorite things that are new this spring in the shop is a line of jewelry by a Scandinavian jewelry maker who's patented a whole new way of using old Coke bottles as jewelry. She has a way of basically turning those bottles into rings of different sizes with the original glass colors. And so it's this lovely shades in the glass rings of either clear glass or green glass, or, you know, that wonderful kind of antique colors of glass. And it still has that character of of, you know, if you know it's a bottle, you can tell. But really beautiful, simple designs, very elegant, and that's one of the new things that we have this year.
And everybody who lives in Atlantic, the Coca-Cola capital, really needs one of those rings.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Yes.
And they are so beautiful. So you will want to take a look at those. And then you always have other kinds of things for the home.
That's right. Certainly a lot of housewares, a lot of brightly colored table runners and dish towels that are really will brighten up our kitchens for spring, even if our flowers aren't quite blooming yet. So a lot of really innovative Danish-designed pepper grinders and salt mills and all of those gadgets that you never knew you needed.
and we never knew they could be so lovely and artistic.
Exactly. That's one of the really hallmarks of Scandinavian design, that these things do their job really well, but they are also beautiful to look at. It's that form and function being well-balanced.
Mm-hmm. So that is Spring Fling. We'll remind people here again of the date and the time and so on. I want to go back to the new exhibit that you're working on and tell us a bit about how you get that together and how you get those items here.
Well, this exhibition idea came to us through the guest curator. We have an outside curator who's helped create this exhibition and identify which pieces would be appropriate for the gallery installation and help us communicate with the owners of those pieces. So Anne-Marie Sawkins is a PhD in art history. She lives in Milwaukee, but she was familiar with our museum, and so as she was working with other types of exhibitions, she recognized that we might have an interest in this topic of Rookwood pottery because of the connection to Jens Jensen. So working with her to both identify what would be appropriate to display in this exhibition and making sure that the relationships with the lenders, all the pottery comes from a private couple who own a significant collection, and all the paintings come from a gallery in Cincinnati that has Jensen's painted works. We've been able to put together this exhibition. It did involve driving to Cincinnati and back to pick up all of these things and bring them back to Iowa, and it is a rather long drive.
And you don't just stack them in the back of your van or something. I mean, this is something that takes a great deal of work and effort to get things here safely.
Exactly. The minute that we pick them up from the owners, we are responsible for their safety. And so we do have to always think about how to safely pack them, how to safely transport them, and make sure that we are responsible for that.
And so, Tova, as curator of the exhibition of all of those, is that part of your job, is planning how all of that gets put together to get here safely and how it's exhibited once it gets here?
It is, yes. It's kind of working out both the logistics of gathering the things together from wherever they might be normally, and figuring out how to install them in the gallery so that each piece can be appreciated, but also is installed in relationship to other pieces so that a visitor can see the connections, can compare pieces, can contrast pieces, and kind of, even if they never read one of the exhibit labels, can still, get a sense of the message and the theme of the exhibition.
Now, you're having this speaker on the afternoon of tomorrow, but he's just going to be here for one afternoon. If there are groups who would like to come and visit, are you available to give a tour and some of that insight?
Yes, of course. We're always happy to welcome groups, and I'm always happy to meet with groups that have a particular interest in an exhibition. This exhibition will be up through the middle of October, and we especially encourage art classes to come over, because this is a really wonderful opportunity to see art of this period of a high caliber in person, and also to see how a single artist expresses himself in two very different media. You know, to see an artist who's both a painter as well as a decorator of pottery, and how does he express his style in those two different ways, might be very interested for other artists, especially up and coming students who are kind of looking to find their own style and their own expression. We were especially glad to have support for this exhibition from the Iowa Arts Council, particularly from their Rural Arts Development Program, and their grant funding has helped in the planning of this exhibition. And it also means that we have been able to print a gallery guide, which means that all visitors can come and take home with them a gallery guide that has a full background essay on the exhibition from our guest curator, as well as pictures of every piece in the exhibit. So that's a nice souvenir of the exhibit.
A bit unusual. So again, that is the spring open house and opening of the newest exhibit. We want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, for inviting us to the Museum of Danish America, especially tomorrow, but on through the year. Until next time, here's a thought. Culture is to an organization what attitude is to an individual.